Matt Abbott of the Park City Municipal Sustainability Department says in 2009, some goals were set for the city by the city to guide the municipality towards less energy consumption, more efficiency, and reducing overall greenhouse gas emissions. Abbott says they hope to reduce the carbon footprint by 12% from business as usual. It looked like the city was on its way towards making that happen through 2011, but in 2012, both the PC Mark and the Quinns Water Treatment Facility were brought online.
And we missed that target by about 1,000, 1,500 tons of CO2. So we had some major projects in the last few years, the Mark, Quinns Water Treatment Plant, and they just added a lot of service and a lot of carbon.
The city also recently started a new transit housing building that will add to the overall footprint while under construction, although that building was designed to be energy efficient. Abbott says it's not just the construction of new facilities that drives up energy consumption and raises the footprint. In the case of the PC Mark, for example, a much bigger building and more air conditioning added to the increased carbon footprint.
We don't include the construction or the embedded materials. It's just the operations of those facilities. So we added a lot of operations in 2012, and we reflect that in our carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm. And what we've heard before at the Mark is that we added air conditioning.
Yep, and a ton of cubic feet. And conditioning all those cubic feet costs a ton of energy, and we're up. They're our number one user of both electricity and natural gas now, which competing with the water department is tough.
And speaking of water, the new Quinns Water Treatment Facility also tipped the scales towards a bigger carbon footprint.
We pump and process a lot of water, and the construction process around putting that in and managing around that meant we pumped even more water than usual. So we're very busy this year.
Abbott says now that the buildings have been completed, he expects their energy consumption will be much more moderate.
All of the facilities we have are trending down after they've moved in. So once they settle into their new building, they get more efficient. So we might see a flat line, but we're also looking at projects to reduce the total carbon footprint.
But he says the city has plans to mitigate energy consumption even more on buildings like the PC Mark and the Quinns Water Treatment Facility.
Renewable energy is a big one. User behavior is a big one. Just changing thermostats, all the boring stuff we tell people to do in their homes at a facility scale. So like the Mark has been really proactive about changing their habits, putting some glazing on windows. But we don't have a formal plan yet. It's just kind of an iterative process to just slowly figure out what we can do, who we can meet with, and what we can change.
That's Matt Abbott of the City Sustainability Department. He says they'll present the report to council on Thursday evening, along with some new goals for next year. They'll also present what some other cities have done to reduce energy consumption that may serve as models. Council meets beginning at 5 p.m. on Thursday in the City Council Chambers of the MARSAC building. I'm Lynn Weir-Peak, KPCW News.